Your WebmasterRadio.fm program will begin shortly following this message. On the road. On the boat. Working out. Or up in the air. Now you can listen to WebmasterRadio.fm on the go from anywhere. Look for WebmasterRadio.fm on TuneIn. Available for download on your iPhone, iPad, BlackBerry, Android, Palm, Samsung, and Windows Phone, as well as Google TV, Yahoo TV, and Roku. Tune in to WebmasterRadio.fm on the go from anywhere by downloading TuneIn right now. WebmasterRadio.fm. We really are everywhere.
The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better? It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to the Life Tips Show, everyone. I'm here with Howard Dvorkin. Welcome, Howard.
Thank you, sir.
Pleasure for you to be on the show. Howard, you are, without a doubt, what I would call a guru of all gurus regarding how to dig yourself out of debt. I know you're the author of Credit Hell, How to Dig Yourself Out of Debt. You're also a columnist for Fox Business News. Tell us about your illustrious background and how you stumbled into this magnificent world of helping people with debt problems.
Do you want the truth or you want the press clippings? This is the question.
I'd say lie, actually. Make something up really cool.
No, I've been helping people get out of credit hell for roughly 20 years now. I started my career as a CPA in Washington, D.C. There I restructured people's debt that was having problems with the RTC, which is the agency, the federal agency that took over all the savings and loans back in the 80s. Soon, worked my way out of a job because we were so good at what we did, and kind of saw that there was a very, very big need for not the multimillionaires to get themselves out of trouble, but for average people. And we were able to go through and apply those same techniques that I learned, helping people get out of $10, $20, $30 million worth of debt. And I applied those same techniques to regular people, regular guys that didn't have the ability to pay tens of thousands of dollars to experts to help them get out of debt. Essentially, when I started at my kitchen table. And we built over the years a company now, which is Consolidated Credit Counseling, which is the second largest credit counseling agency in the world, with roughly $2.5 billion under management. And we've probably helped somewhere in the neighborhood of over 5 million people, maybe even might be approaching 6 million people now over the last 18, 19 years. So it's really a rewarding career to help people and really change their lives.
Hmm. Tell us a little bit about the portfolio of assets you're managing. Is that the debt of your clients so I can understand what
add up everybody's debt for all the clients that were actually put into what we call a debt management plan, and I'll go into that in a second, what that is, it's going to equal about $2.5 billion. Essentially, we're dispersing every year about $450 million every single year that people come in and make payments to us, and then we disperse that out. What a debt management plan is basically when somebody comes to Consolidated Credit Counseling, they're going to talk to a certified counselor. That counselor is going to look at their income. They're going to look at their household expenses. They're going to make certain recommendations on how to reduce those expenses, the household expenses, without really changing anybody's lifestyle. But certainly, there's when you have a different set of eyes on your budget, usually you could find some money. Then we're going to look at the debt, and we're going to work out a payment that you can afford, looking at all three of those factors. And essentially, we're going to go to your creditors, where we've gone through before many, many times. We have national contracts with every major credit card company and lender in the country, and essentially go through and work out a payment plan where you're going to be able to make a payment. Normally, our payments are 30 to 50% lower than what you're currently paying on your credit cards. And in return for us getting involved, the creditors normally either completely abate interest, waive interest in its entirety, or significantly reduce that interest that's being paid. So it's a great plan for somebody who wants to get out of debt. It doesn't help everybody, but it sure helps a lot of people. That's mm-hmm. right for the program.
Does it require filing a Chapter 11?
It has nothing to do with bankruptcy.
You know, okay. Okay. So it's just a pure negotiation that happens.
Bankruptcy alternative.
An alternative to Chapter 11. And so are you, your managers then are going in and negotiating directly with the creditors?
Absolutely. Yep. And there's no real negative ramifications on one's credit report going into this program.
Yeah.
Essentially, when you file bankruptcy, your credit report's going to be destroyed rather mm-hmm. than, you know, our program, where actually it's a positive because it's showing that you're responsible and it's showing that you're making an effort to pay off debt. You just may need a little better term.
Now, I want to both help you and hurt you. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You're in a challenging industry. You know, the perception, of course, is that, wait a second, you know, I'm in financial problems. You know, is this company going to profit from me being in financial problems? How can that be? Is that right? Is that wrong? How are you compensated in the end of all of this?
And what value proposition are you bringing to the table that helps
justify that?
The fact of the matter is the majority of our funds are paid for by the credit card companies themselves. They give us a donation, you know, based on different criteria. Mm-hmm. Some give grants to further our educational efforts. There is a charge to the consumer, mm-hmm. and I don't believe it's an excessive charge. Our average fee to the consumer is about $30 a month on average. Mm-hmm. Depending on what state you live in, depending on how much debt you have, depending on your ability or inability to pay that fee. You know, mm-hmm. Some clients we do for nothing, some clients we do for full boat. It matters how much you can afford. And we're going to make the best effort to do a great job, whether you pay us the full $30 a month or you pay us nothing. We're going to do what we need to do to help people out. But we are a nonprofit agency, so we do receive funding from other sources to help people.
Got it. So you're actually set up as a nonprofit organization,
yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Got it. Good for you. Thanks for that. The country and the world needs more people like you that actually provide a valuable service and care about people.
I mean, listen, we have the same expenses that many, many businesses have. We have employees. We have salaries. We have lights. We have paper. We have all computers. We have all those same expenses. The trick is doing it efficiently and providing a value for the client. I don't think anybody, if I'm saving the client $100, $200, $300 a month, I don't think anybody's going to cry about $30 that they're going to have to pay for that. And, you know, there's a lot of companies that charge up front, and, you know, you don't really know what you're buying. A lot of the times you really don't understand that they are charging you up front until it's too late. And we've never gone down that path. You know, we tell it the way it is. All our contracts are, for the most part, state-regulated contracts. We're licensed in every state that has a license in the country. We operate in all 50 states, and we're a solid company. The industry itself is a tough industry, you're right, because it gets a lot of criticism and it gets a lot of bad press. And I'll be the first to admit, there are bad players out there in this industry, and you have to be very, very careful of who you deal with, whether you're dealing with Consolidated Credit Counseling or you're dealing with another firm. You need to check, make sure they're a member in good standing with an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau, make sure they're registered with the state. All the things that you would normally want out of a company, make sure that they've been around new companies, may have, some challenges currently, so they might cut corners, but I'm not criticizing all new companies, but you got to be careful. Consolidated Credit Counseling has been in this business for nearly 20 years, and we've been doing it. We do it well. We have national relationships with all the credit card companies, and the credit card companies, if we were not doing what we say we could do, they wouldn't allow us to work with them.
Let's pick your brain a little bit about what's happening out there and what's new with regards to debt collectors and what they're looking at these days. Tap us into some of the new fresh stuff happening out there.
Well, some of the neat stuff that's out there, and it's neat from a technology standpoint, that collectors, IRS, bill collectors, all sorts of people are kind of scouring the internet to find information out about you. They're looking at Facebook, what you're doing, where you're working, where you're living. They're finding out information in all different sorts of places because they want to know who you are, what your resources are, and you got to be very, very careful to allow people into your networks, meaning in LinkedIn, or Facebook, you have the ability to say yes or no if you want these people to view your profile and get access to your messaging, because they could find out a lot of stuff. If they're calling you for money and you say, I don't have any money, and they see on your Facebook page that you just went on a trip to the Bahamas, I think you're going to have a problem. So it's very, very difficult, to keep these people away from you, but you have to make every effort to do that.
Got it. Now, do you have examples where debt collectors have discovered something online and perhaps that has affected your negotiation with the creditors that you're trying to act on behalf of? I mean, is this a problem on the front lines
tracing
for you?
They're using it for skip tracing purposes. And what skip tracing is basically, say your name is Dave Jones. Well, there's 20,000 Dave Joneses in Florida. And which one are you? Where do you live? You have to go back and hunt that person down, whether it's by pulling driver license bureaus or credit cards or something. There's ways to do this, and they're using that stuff to hunt the people down and then to manipulate them to pay them. Clearly, in an example, such as you want, if a client called up and, they had a credit card or a collector on their back, and, the client's telling us, hey, I haven't worked in 3 weeks or I haven't worked in 3 months. And then the collector comes to us and says, well, I just looked in at one of these social networking sites or LinkedIn, and they're working at this place right here, and that makes us look, pretty darn dumb. So I will tell you that there are some smart collectors out there, and they certainly are using all the tools out available to them to collect money.
Got it. Now, you deal probably with actual credit bureaus, like say at Amex or a Visa or a MasterCard, maybe a bank, but you're also dealing with traditional debt collectors out there that have been retained by
XYZ company or some other things. You know, are there different negotiations that have to go on with each individual debt that you have? You know, how does that all happen?
Well, let's take a step back. You know, Visa and MasterCard are networks for banks to utilize to get access to the charging abilities or the outlets. So you don't owe anything to Visa. You don't owe anything to MasterCard. You may be carrying a Bank of America Visa or a Bank of America MasterCard, and that's who you really owe. You owe the bank. You don't owe the networks. Also, the credit bureaus you have no relationship with other than they're collecting data on you that people can use to base a judgment on your ability or inability to fulfill your debts. So, you know, when you're going through and utilizing those networks, you know, say you go to the store and you utilize your pull your credit card out, that's your only interaction with those networks. However, you know, your question is, do you have to make, you know, deals and such, and how tough are the negotiations? I will tell you that we've been consolidated, has been out there doing this business for 20 years. There's probably nobody that we haven't dealt with that extends credit to consumers in those 20 years. I mean, just to give you an idea, on a monthly basis, I'm paying on 600,000 to 700,000 accounts. 600,000 to 700,000 accounts every month. So that's a whole lot of money coming out of my trust account into these credit card companies or bankers or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the deals that we have are already pre-negotiated. Some are, the negotiation is pretty one-sided, meaning we tell the creditor, this is what we feel you can afford, and this is what we're paying you starting on this date. And, you know, they need to remove the interest rates in order to get this payment.
I see.
So they're sending some written notification saying, okay, we agree to that. You know, we have a very aggressive reputation out there in the marketplace for dealing with creditors because we protect our consumers, our clients, and we try to get them the best deal. So, you know, we don't care who we upset or who we piss off. We want to get the best deal we can for a consumer. And do we always do it? Probably 99% of the time, yeah, we get a great deal for the consumer.
I want to take a bit of a station break here and back with some more incredibly difficult questions for you that you're answering wonderfully and really shedding some great light on how this all works. Back in a minute with everybody after a quick break.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break. As you know, being an expert at
What did she say?
Requires lots of practice and a great tool. Think you could use some help with f***?
Whoa!
You're not alone. Hundreds have used our tool to take their f*** performance to the next level.
The language!
Of course, we're talking about managing Facebook ads on Acquisio.
Oh.
Buy, track, manage, optimize, and report on media across all major ad networks. Visit Acquisio.com to get a demo today. Acquisio. Search. Social. Display. One platform.
MySEOTool.com is your all-in-one SEO management resource. MySEOTool.com makes it easy to optimize and oversee all of your SEO efforts. Line-by-line detailed reports help you identify any problems and show you how to fix them. MySEOTool.com is completely automated. Once you use it, you will see a rise in your search rankings and traffic. Try MySEOTool risk-free today. Go to MySEOTool.com. MySEOTool.com.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use certifiedknowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
We're back with Howard. Howard, thanks again for being on the show today. Really appreciate it. We haven't talked much about your book, Credit Hell, How to Dig Out of Debt, published by Wiley. Could you tell us a little bit about your book?
Well, I wrote the book back in 2005, and it was recently updated in 2010. The editors called me up and said, Howard, I need you to clean up your book and update it. And I fought and fought and fought, and I finally agreed to do it because writing a book is a challenging thing. Updating a book is probably even harder because you have to be really specific on what changed and what has not changed, and a lot has gone on. The book is basically one of the easiest guides that you can find to give yourself a basic knowledge of how the credit system works. And I wrote it in two ways. First of all, when I originally wrote the book, I wrote it at a very high level with very intricate information that was probably too much information for a consumer to absorb. And I had to basically dummy it down a little bit so it's a more friendly, usable book. I wrote it in two ways. There's little scriptures in there where little stories that people can learn from, and they're all bolded and highlighted on each page where they could go through and truthfully in an hour get through all the little tips. And they can have a pretty good working knowledge of what's going on. But certainly it's a 200-page book, but and it has very detailed knowledge that's being transferred there if somebody wanted to get into reading it and going through and drilling down on each topic. But certainly if somebody wants a basic understanding and a quick read, they can do it in that manner.
Terrific. And what is your quick summary of how to avoid debt problems?
The quickest summary and the smartest thing I think I've ever told anybody, the money isn't in your pocket, don't buy it. Meaning, keep your credit cards at home. Stop using credit cards. Credit cards are not your friend. They're not a tool. And if you don't have the ability to pay off those credit cards when the bill comes in full, you shouldn't be using credit cards. You know, thinking that you're going to pay it off 2 months from now, 3 months from now, 4 months from now, it's not going to happen, chances are. So you need to make sure that if you're going to buy something, that you can pay off the bill when the bill comes in. If not, the cash, use the cash. Cash, the green stuff, in your pocket, and if you don't have a lot of that, you know, this month, what makes you think you're going to have more the next month? So be careful.
Good wisdom. What, you know, it's funny, in all of our economic predictions and analysis of the recession and what's happening to it, we're not hearing from people like you very much. What's your take on the economy situation as we speak right now?
Well, I don't have very cheery things. So nobody wants to hear from me.
I
hear all the recovery.
Is it getting better from your perspective?
I hear all the recovery stuff that you hear. I just don't see it. Mm-hmm. You know, I was one of the first to predict that this was going to happen way back in probably 2006. I predicted in front of a very large crowd that I was giving a speech to that, you know, with the cars, auto sales going down and real estate, you know, at an all-time high. I predicted a crash. I basically got booed off of stage. And frankly, I can't sit there in good faith and tell people that it's the economy is great, because I just don't see it. I could be wrong, but time will tell. And I usually am not wrong when it comes to this. I don't see it. I think we're going to have a slow, hard, steady climb out of this recession. And I wouldn't be surprised if we have, you know, a world event along the way to push us back in. And these gas prices, as they are right now, approaching $5 a gallon, isn't making it easier. It's making it tougher on a lot of people and a lot of companies' products, because we are a nation that's based on petroleum. All our products, a lot of products come from that, and certainly it's going to hurt.
Well, that's not what we want to hear, of course, but is perhaps a dose of reality.
Would you like me to tell you everything's going to be great?
Have you seen any ray of hope,
any
slight ray of hope?
I'll tell it the way it is.
So not even a ray of hope is going to come from you today, Howard.
Well, there's a ray of hope. I mean, I don't know anybody named Ray or Hope, but but reality is, as I said, the ray of hope is going to be it's a slow, steady, grueling climb out of this recession. We're not going to wake up tomorrow and find out that all is good in the United States of America. You know, all isn't good, economically speaking, in the United States of America. And a lot of these companies that are reporting very strong earnings are reporting very strong earnings, not because their sales are going up a lot of the time. It's because they're laying off people, or they're getting more efficient. They're working harder, so their costs are going down. So that's going right to the bottom line. So you got to take everything with a grain of salt. And I just don't think that things are going to, you know, turn around that quick. That's just my gut.
You're a CP. I actually began my career working for Arthur Andersen years ago.
Same here.
I actually entered their MSBA program right out of college. I was actually a philosophy major, of all things, hired by Arthur Andersen to go back to school to get my MSBA in a work-study program. It was an interesting program. But my question for you was going to be on, you know, our current country's debt situation right now. How do you see that playing into to money in general and our ability to continue the pace on a global sphere?
If our government doesn't put the brakes on right now, we are going to become a third world power. The fact of the matter is, just like your household, you can't keep spending at these limits, at these levels, and expect all to be good. Eventually, you got to pay the money back. And God forbid, if our credit rating as a country in whole gets reduced, that's going to increase the cost of borrowing. And there's trillions and trillions of dollars that's owed outside this country to other countries. And we need to make sure, for our sake currently and our children's sake, that we run a tight ship. And I don't care where, you know, the information is coming from. There is a lot of wasted dollars out there on programs and entitlement programs that has to be cut. People have to realize that they can't expect handouts from the government. I know this may be contrary to what our president was elected for, but the reality is we can't pay for it anymore. And it doesn't matter if they raise the taxes on the rich. It still isn't going to pay for it. They can tax the wealthy in this country 100% tax, 100%. Take every dollar that they earn, and there'll still be a massive shortfall. It just doesn't matter. You need to cut your expenses. And you know what? I always laugh, but I am. That's what I do. I cut people's expenses. I go through their budget. Somebody needs to do it for the United States of America, or else eventually they will become my client.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you just that, actually.
I mean, is there going to be a tremendous amount of negotiation that goes on with debt owed to other countries? I mean, doesn't somebody need to stand up at some point and negotiate our way out of this massive debt we have?
Somebody needs to do that, but is it negotiating with the other countries? We need to fix our own house first. Meaning, you know, I was watching a politician go talk, and he's like, oh, people are mad at us because we're sending billions of dollars, you know, we're spending money outside to feed people in other countries, and that only represents 1% of our business, of our budget. Well, guess what? If you have the size, a budget the size of the United States of America, 1% is a heck of a lot of money. But there is a lot of problems in this country. And if they are not resolved shortly, we're going to get ourselves in even worse trouble than we're in now.
Who's your current nod for as a presidential clean candidate that might be able to clean up some of the mess?
You know, I'm not a big Trump fan because I think he's a huge ego. I'd rather reserve that. I certainly did not vote for our current president, and I certainly will not vote for our current president because I think he's done a horrible job. And he's a socialist, and if a socialist is allowed to get into second term, I think he could change the country's ideology forever. And I don't think we can allow that or we can afford that. There's a lot of candidates out there. I'm not a big fan of politicians, truthfully. I think, you know, a lot of them don't speak the truth. They're more full of hot air, and it matters who they're talking to. Is their opinion. But I would like to see somebody raise their hand. I mean, Mitt Romney is a pretty good candidate. I mean, truthfully, if I had my choice, it'd be Michael Bloomberg. I think the man is brilliant. I think the man understands business. I think the man is good at what he does. But he's also a Democrat, so he's never going to run against a sitting president.
Well, it'll be interesting to watch. And how does the presidential election, strangely enough, affect your business?
Well, at Consolidated Credit Counseling, we really don't get affected that much by who's in power at the time. I mean, essentially, our business is affected like anybody's. If the economy is good, we're doing well because people are out there spending, and we're helping people, you know, control their spending. If the economy isn't doing so great, then we're still doing okay. The challenges that we see as a business is the use of credit is going down. People are using their credit cards a lot less, which is a good thing for people. Certainly, you know, I'd like to see the trend continue. The reason why people are not using credit cards as much as before the world changed, meaning the recession, simply the banks cut everybody's limits. And anybody that was having some problems with their credit cards certainly either filed bankruptcy, joined a credit counseling agency, tried to do it on their own, or just disappeared into the night. So it's a little bit different. And certainly this year is a challenging year industry-wide. It's a good business. It's so nice when you're in this business because you know at the end of the day you change somebody's life for the better. And you're helping people all the time and you're guiding them. You know, I had a gentleman that was referred to me today and he called me and he had a garnishment on his on his paycheck. And it was going to take 25% of his net take-home paycheck was going to this creditor. And we got him out of that. And that's a good feeling when you can help somebody in that manner. Or it's a very simple. If you help somebody, if you save somebody $10. When I was with Arthur Andersen also, which was at the time the biggest and the best accounting firm in the world. And, you know, you would help somebody and maybe you save them $100,000 in their taxes. Well, here you save somebody $10 and you get thank yous and referrals. And it's so nice to see that is happening out there.
That's interesting. Well, Howard, I want to thank you for being a guest on the show today. We covered a lot of grounds, including the tumultuous political landscape. Wow, that's fun. But how would you like people to get a hold of you? And by the way, let's hope they don't need to get a hold of you for credit problems.
Well,
let's be honest, there's very little education
in this country on finances, personal finances. And certainly our website at consolidatedcredit.org has a tremendous amount of information that's available. We have courses in our learning center we have courses, videos, we have all sorts of good stuff that people could learn a lot on. So I encourage people to either go to our website at consolidatedcredit.org or call our counselors, and they can certainly send you out information or talk to you and try to help you get your finances back in shape. The phone number is 1-800-299-HELP. That's 1-800-299-4357. If people want to talk to a person, a certified credit counselor.
Howard, again, thanks for being on the show. The book is Credit Hell, How to Dig Out of Debt by Wiley. And I really appreciate your time and being on the show today.
Thank you so much.
Right on. Until next week, everybody, I hope your life is a little smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Thanks to Life Tips. Thanks for listening, everyone.